Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
And now let's go to the White House and check in with ABC News correspondent Karen Travers, who you can follow on Twitter at Karen Travers. Karen, thanks so much for taking a few moments to talk to us this morning. Infrastructure, the big item on the agenda today, the president meeting with congressional Republicans and Democrats, although it's a interesting mix of senators and Congress, members of Congress that are going to be there today. Tell us about that meeting.
Yeah, this is the first of what the White House says will be a series of meetings now for the president, where he'll be sitting down with lawmakers from both parties. He said this when he rolled out this infrastructure plan a few weeks ago in Pittsburgh, that he would be inviting Republicans to the Oval Office to start talking about where there could be some compromise, also to try and convince them to get on board with his entire proposal. So this is a group that one official said is kind of the moderates on transportation. So a good way to start in the middle and see if there can be compromise on the edges of each party. And here's the big thing. You know, the president's proposal is $2.3 trillion. The White House has been very forceful in defending against Republican criticism that it's too broad, that there's too much in it. The president several times has gone through a couple items on a tick list and said, is this not infrastructure? It is. They think this isn't? Well, it is. And, you know, now the question is, when the White House says the president is willing to negotiate, what is he willing to potentially drop? The sense right now we're getting is that there could be some Republicans on board for a $1 trillion package. That would be a significant drop from what the president put on the table. But the White House also knows that whatever you propose in the first round is not what the final bill will end up being. But we're looking for tea leaves today to see what lawmakers say after this meeting.
And then the president and the White House, they have an interesting strategy that they're using to try to sell this infrastructure proposal. They're breaking down how it would benefit each state and kind of sending a message to, like, say, a Mitch McConnell or other Republican senators. Hey, you know, this is what we're going to try to let the people of your state know is in the bill for them and put pressure on them that way. Tell us about that strategy.
Yeah, so this is new from the White House, state-by-state fact sheets. And the first one is highlighting the bridges and miles of roads in each of these states that are in poor condition. They're highlighting the percentage of households that don't have access to broadband internet, and also looking at water infrastructure projects. So they're going to do this for every state and D.C. and Puerto Rico and say, here is what your problems are, and here is how the American Jobs Plan, as the president's proposal is known as, here's how this could be used to fix it. And again, I think you're right. It's like it's putting pressure back on Republicans in Washington to get on board with this broad definition of infrastructure. But, you know, interestingly, I think you're also going to see the administration start to really put some, not pressure, but try and convince Republican mayors, you know, Republican governors, state officials, and then turn that back on Washington. Because if you can get some of them on board who say, look at this fact sheet, here are all the things we need to get fixed, and here's some money to fix it, they hope that could put a little bit of the lean on Republicans on Capitol Hill. We saw them try this with the COVID plan. It did not work. Not a single Republican voted for it. But, you know, they're hoping this could be different. I think the numbers are what's going to be interesting. $2.3 trillion is what the president put on the table. Allies of his, Democrats, are saying that Republicans could be on board with $1 trillion. But the White House for now has been saying that's just not enough.
Karen Travers, ABC News correspondent, live from the White House. You can follow her on Twitter at Karen Travers. Karen, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great day. Thanks.